Looters is one of those words so often used to describe a mass of people run amok. Yet, if you're able to look closely, not every person in that mass is alike. In Baghdad this week, NPR Scott Simon briefly encountered an unusual team of looters who may put some of the recent plundering there in a different light. He filed this report.
As we pulled up to Al-Hakamiya prison in central Baghdad, half a dozen men were huffing and puffing as they lowered a water pump into the trunk of a car. In the well of the trunk, we could also see electric cords of different colors, severed and standing up like cut flowers. The men moved without hurry, clambered into the car, and pulled away, smiling and waving through the windshield. So open and friendly, it was hard not to wave back. Al-Hakamiya was one of the most notorious prisons for political prisoners in Iraq, a place with bare, dim cells where inmates slept and were tortured on cold concrete floors. There wouldn't seem to be much to loot in Al-Hakamiya, but no building was a grimmer symbol of Saddam Hussein. And there were couches and air conditioners in the investigators' offices, which have been quickly hauled away. We turned a corner and saw a man pulling wires out of a wall. But he also kept on talking.
I said, leave it. I mean, leave me alone here.
The English teacher said he would use the wire in his home, maybe to hook up a television set. A small boy was standing next to him. He was holding a large plastic bag up to his chin. Some loops of wire and a fluorescent light bulb were poking up just below his smile. The little boy was beaming. He was having a good time. He was with his father.
Is that your son? Abner Kaveh? Yes, he is. He's my son. How do you do?
Yeah.
How old is your son?
Mila, good, good.
Nine years.
Yes.
Because you're a teacher, I hope you will let me ask this question. Do you think your nice son over there is going to grow up thinking that it's all right to steal?
As you think that, the circumstances made us like that. Our salary is just 3,000 dinars. And the price of the chicken itself is 3,000. I got 6 children. What do you expect that I'm going to give them for 30 days? So we are forced to do that.
Maybe your son will learn that his father loved him so much he'd do anything to help him.
What do we do? The circumstance itself controls us.
Yeah.
Where do we go? Do we have to beg outside? We're not going to go there. This is just an emergency case. We hope that God is going to release us and to get out of what is happening now.
The looting in Baghdad has made the city a poorer, scarier place. But it didn't seem right in this moment to place this father and son, pulling wire and light bulbs out of a prison, in the same company as people who took Mesopotamian artifacts out of museums or medicine and generators out of hospitals. We went on to see the harsh cells of Al-Hakamiya, where criminals had robbed people of their lives. The father and son left with their light bulbs and wire, the little boys skipping every few steps to keep their bag from scraping the ground. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.